World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
I was thinking of Jackson Brown this morning. Anybody know that one? You guys remember Jackson Brown and his song Running on Empty? I kind of feel like that today. I'm not looking for any sympathy. Really not. It's just been a whirlwind couple weeks. You know, we had I spent all this time getting ready for the annual last week, and it came. We had a great time at the annual and then got prepared, had to go down to Florida for 4 days. Not griping and moaning. It's good to go to Florida. And then get home, and then I got to mow grass, and I feel like I'm running on empty. So maybe you folks out there can kind of help carry what we're trying to do here today. Good question to ask yourself. I ask it a lot, really, when I get up in the morning. Why do you come in here every day? What keeps you coming in here every day? And I'm glad you do. Appreciate it. It's really I don't know what to call what we are. I don't know what we are. I want to read an email I got today. I'm not going to say who it is because just for privacy reasons. No reason. I mean, she probably wouldn't care. I got this email. It says this: Dear Dave and Michelle, I very much appreciate your dedication to this ministry of truth, education, faith, and justice. I'm reading it over here. It's not. I'm sorry if I'm looking away from you. This the year that I have. The year that I have one known about PTS surrendering and started listening has influenced me. A year ago, I only liked listening to certain people, certain influencers. It's not long before PTS was my favorite because I could actually hear the difference, feel the difference. For that, thank you. My love for Jesus has grown, and I was tired of the fake churches, and I stopped going only listening to certain ones online. Much growth to go. Always, I feel, but so worth the effort. I want to be part of the community of heaven. And I just appreciate that. I often say, and you guys know this, I don't even know what this show is supposed to be. Is it a cultural show? Is it a Christian show? Is it a current events show? What is it? I don't know. It's a family. A lot of things going on. And I want you to know, I appreciate you coming in here every day. Appreciate you being part of it. Appreciate your support. And glad to be part of it. You want to kick 10 bucks in today to help with, we got some expenses still left from Sky High. Some of you out there kicking 10 bucks today, sure would appreciate that. A lot to do, man. I got a great list of stuff to talk about. Oh my goodness. Let's dive in. I want to try to make it. I'm going to try to make this right now an open phone Friday. That's who came up with that, right? I want to hear from you today. I got some great stuff to throw. But if you got something you want to throw on the table, let's throw it on the table right at the front and I'll work in stuff that I have. Come on in, Mel.
Good morning, everyone. So I've been working on an action. This one actually comes from me. A lot of times these actions come from different ministries, but I'm really excited because I've kind of accomplished a milestone in my spiritual journey. So, for a long time, Spencer, if you could go to the front page of the Liberty Action Network page down to the first post, it's called, Are You Ready for a Steak Dinner? And, you know, in Hebrews 5:12-14, it says, For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat.
Mm.
For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, wow. For he is a babe.
Skilled in skilled in righteousness. Spencer, can you pull that verse up there? Did you hear what she said? What verse was it, Mel?
It's Hebrews 5, 12 to 14.
Hebrews 5, I'm sorry, Mel. Some people are visual learners.
Yeah,
right?
No, it's good. It's all good.
Yep.
It's on
yep.
the action, too.
Okay. I don't see it on my screen, Spence. If you have it up, I'm not seeing it. Okay, he's going to get it. He thought he'd shared it. Hang on. Okay. Let's start it again, Mel. Go ahead and read that again.
For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be first principles of the oracles of God.
Stop a minute, Mel. Boy, would that be good, huh? Some people who are teachers, our pastors, our leaders, it'd be good. You need that one teacher again. They need to go back to school. Keep going, Mel.
And are become such as we have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness,
Amen.
For he is a babe.
Yeah, we just go to church, we get milk. Just milk, watered down milk. Go ahead.
But strong meat belongeth to them who are of full age.
I'm a full ager. I'm a full ager. Any other full agers out there? Tired of the milk? Give me a steak. Go ahead.
Boom.
Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Wow. Huh? Are you guys able to do that? Huh? Can you discern good and evil? I didn't know this was there. So are you ready for a steak dinner? Huh? Tired of the milk, ready for some steak. By the way, Mel, I got to throw this in here. When I was down in Florida this weekend, I spoke, got the same complaints. They think I yell. They think I'm angry, right? They haven't adjusted to the style yet. Keep going, Mel.
Yeah, so I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a steak dinner. Actually, I've had my steak and I'm pretty happy. So my testimony is, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you know, I'm 61 years old, and for 55 years of my life, I was satisfied with the milk, going to church, getting my hour sermon of somebody else's opinion of what the Bible says based on their best seminary knowledge. Go ahead, coach.
No, I just had to boom that. Go ahead.
You know,
Hang on, Mel. How many of you say, yeah, that's me. Yeah. Go ahead, Mel.
And it wasn't that I didn't have a desire to read the whole Bible, but every time I would try, I would get kind of stalled out. You know, I'd get in some of those early chapters of the Old Testament and I'd be like, man, I just can't make it through. So I guess I was just not able or not willing to kind of push through that. But,
This is important, Mel. When you're on a diet, one of the things they tell you to do when you're on a diet is drink a lot of water before you eat dinner, right? And so what do? They flood us with milk. We get to church and we're not even hungry anymore. Go ahead, Mel.
Yeah. So, but I don't know about you, but I'm sick of baby food. I don't want the milk anymore. I want a steak dinner. And I'm proposing that we all go for the steak dinner. So this is the way that I did it. I have an audiobook app called Audible. And over the last few years, I've probably read or listened to about 70 books, and it's been great. Now I can add the Holy Bible, the entire Holy Bible, to my list of books that I've listened to or read. I chose a dramatized version of the New King James called the Word of Promise Audio Bible. It was 98 hours long, and that might seem like a long time. But for me, I mean, I've been trying to do this my whole life. So it took me three months. It seemed fast to me. And it was great. So the challenge and the action is that, you know, if you're a good reader and want to read through the whole thing and can do that, God bless you, do that. But if you're like me, acquire an audio version of the Holy Bible, listen to the entire Holy Bible, and enjoy your steak dinner. Wow. So that's the challenge and the action to everybody here. I tell you what, it puts everything in context. When you're reading different parts and when you're hearing, you're like, oh, well, that's a prophet. That was a prophet during this king time. And yep. I mean, it's been great. So anyway, that's the action. And then the other thing I want to mention is a new event that Rochelle and I have been working on. And I don't know, Spencer, if you want to go to the upcoming events tab, it's called Ecclesia Bible Study #1. So the Ecclesia means that, it's a called out assembly. And, you know, we talked about being an assembly at Sky High, that we are an assembly. It's not just getting together, but it's, you know, it's assembling the puzzle pieces, right? So Rochelle and I are launching a series of Bible studies to dig deeper into the Bible. And we're calling it, you know, the ecclesia. So Rochelle has some information on the seven churches found in the book of Revelations, which is chapters 1 through 3. And so we're going to start there. So there'll be a, I'll update this when we have the Zoom link. It's going to be on Thursday night, July 10th, I believe, July 10th, 7 to 8 o'clock. So just so that we can continue this assembly, we invite everybody to come. So more to come on that. Rochelle, do you have anything to add? I guess not. So anyway, thanks, Coach.
All right. She might have to have something to add. Knowing Rochelle, she just maybe is not in here yet or not close to her, whatever. Folks, okay. Look, this is, I hope you take this in the right way. I'm looking at something over here. Hope you take this in the right way. To me, this is like watching your children drive a car for the first time, right? Mel's driving a car. She says, you know what? I think I can do this. And she's going to drive the car. And first, when she starts driving it, there'll be one passenger in it. And then maybe she'll drive the next day and there'll be two passengers in it. Friends, this, I can't even tell you. No, this is how, this is your call. All of you out there, this is your call. Will you stop at some point? Will you stop looking for more knowledge and operate on the knowledge that you already have? Will you put it into action what you already know? I try to reel in Randy. I try to reel in Craig Mickle. I could go, why? Because they get the truth and they run with it. Stop thinking that you're not qualified to do it, because I can promise you this. If you've been part of this, whatever this thing is we do here, for any period of time, you're way ahead of most of your friends. You're way ahead of most of your friends. And whether you want to hear it or not, or whether you want to believe it or not, the 6-foot icicle in your pulpit ain't touching the things that really matter. And here we sit, and we watch the Middle East blowing up. And do we know Israel? Do we know the significance of it? Or do we know one version of the significance of us? And who taught us about dispensationalism and Darby? What, do we know all that stuff? Shouldn't every Christian understand other theological points of view and where they came from? I'm so busted because I got some bombs to drop, but I don't know if y'all can take it. I don't know if y'all can take it. Because why? You're so grounded and rooted in, I'm talking about me, not you, me, grounded and rooted in my theology, that if somebody brings me a different perspective on my theology, it shakes my faith, makes me nervous. I don't want to be a Christian anymore. I stop listening. Would somebody say amen, Vinny? Hey, Vinny, would somebody say amen? So you come here, not Vinny, you guys amen. Come here. We challenge you with different points of view, and some people drop off because they can't take it. They can't take it. I'll drop this bomb, then I'll get you in here, Vinny. Are you ready? Are you guys looking at me? Huh? You looking at me? Not all Israel's Israel. I'm just going to leave that there. Those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. I'm not going to go there. What would the synagogue of Satan be? Can somebody help me with that? What is a synagogue? Hey, Spencer, real quickly. What is a synagogue? Can you look that up at Webster? Can you find a synagogue? Synagogue. Oh, some of you getting nervous right now. Getting nervous right now, ready to get off the show. A synagogue is what? A congregate. Whoops, you had it, bud. Huh? Congregation. Why is this so slow? Right in the middle, I can't read it. Stay right there. There you go. A congregation or assemblies of Jews that for the purpose of worship and the performance of religious rites. A house appropriated to the religious worship of the Jews. The court of 70 elders among the Jews called the Great Synagogue. So friends, can I ask you something? Just curious. What's the synagogue of Satan? What is the synagogue of Satan? Do we know what that is? But if you begin to question it and question what's going on in the Middle East and Netanyahu and the bombing and all that, huh? Oh, then you're anti-Semitic. So at what point did truth become anti-Semitic? Can somebody help me on that? Are we allowed to question that? Are we allowed to question it? In fact, even in football games, they have instant replay. because what you saw on the field may not have been, you may not have caught it all with your eyes. It looked like he crossed the first down marker, but you can't really tell. So they got to bring the replay camera out. The guy's got to go look at it. So, whoops, on second look here, no, he didn't cross the line. Or yes, he did cross the line. And some of you are sitting in a culture, in a society where you take no second look. Bible says it, I believe it, and that settles it. But the Bible doesn't really say that. Oh, I'm going to get myself in trouble. I'm going to get myself in trouble. And if I'm going to come here and just regurgitate standard Christianity, I'd rather drive a truck. You know what Ricky Nelson said, went to the garden party? Huh? If memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. If I was just going to come in here and repeat the same old doctrine over and over and over, I'd rather drive a truck. This is a place where we throw a piece of meat on the table, we cut it up, we chew it up, we digest it, and some of you get diarrhea and don't come back. But those of you who hang around in here, who gather all the information, will come to a serious come to a point in your spiritual walk where you will seriously dive in and say, I want to know the truth. I don't want to believe it. Pastor Tommy Toes told me that. I don't want to believe it because my aunt put me in that church in Sunday school 40 years ago and they've been teaching me. I want to know the truth because only the truth will set me free. I'll shut up. Vinny, come on in.
No, you got it, Coach. Okay, so I don't know if you guys remember maybe a year ago, Cardinal Magnus said that they're trying to turn people away from Christianity physically. And how did they do that? Well, Coach, I believe they said so on InfoWars yesterday. Harrison Smith did a clip that I posted it on top of the feed today. It's about 2 minutes, and it's about how the mRNA vaccine shuts off the pineal gland.
Well, is that right? Well, do you have that, Vinny? Is it someplace you can see?
It's right. It should be there. I can repost it real quick.
Yeah, you put it. Did you put it in the chat?
It's in the chat.
Go ahead and play that if you can. Hey, folks, can I tell you something? Look, hang on a second. Okay, get up there for just a second. Hey, friends. Why do you believe the earth's round? I'm not arguing. Why do you believe that? Why do you believe we went to the moon? Why do you believe that? Because somebody told you. Who told you? Who told you? Okay, I believe it. Huh? Okay, cool. So the cruel venom of ASPS, they weave the spider's web. I don't know if you've picked up on this. This is kind of an open phone Friday today here. Go ahead and play that. So hang on. Scientists confirm that the mRNA vaccine eradicates the pineal gland. Hey, Vinny, stop a minute. Hey, Vinny, somebody help me out there. What does the pineal gland do?
It's a pea-sized organ in your brain that controls your emotions.
Right in the middle of your head, I guess, right? Pea-sized little gland.
Yep.
And what's it do, Vinny?
Well, it's endocrine sends signals to it that conduce your emotions. That how you act to the world. So once again, this is what Cardinal Magnus said about a year ago. This is what
the pineal gland might be part of the brain that drives you to truth. Could that be true, Vinny?
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's 2 minutes and 27 seconds, it looks like. Go ahead.
Comment to what Tina said about the change in personality, depression, and all these things. This is very real. And we have identified the reasons from the theory, and some doctors in Italy have, some pathologists have confirmed that. The spike protein, unfortunately, attacks and destroys also the endocrine system. Wow. So the glands producing hormones. And hormones are what make our emotions and feelings and all those things. And so an Italian pathologist near Venice, he went on a newspaper telling that all the brains he had investigated, he found the pineal gland completely destroyed on all the people who were vaccinated. Okay, so the spike protein is also very dangerous for the endocrine system. That's why people have these changes in personality. And
And so you have, of course, everybody knows the phrase endocrine disruptors. You should at this point know the purpose of your pineal gland. I mean, it controls your hormone production, which means it is the filter through which you see the world and determines, you know, what chemicals fire at what point, determining whether something makes you happy or sad. Whether, I mean, it is the seat of consciousness, the pineal gland. And the stories at InfoWars, the headline, "The Pineal Gland Completely Destroyed. Researcher explains why mRNA vaccinated experience personality changes. Italian pathologist discovers spike proteins damaging pineal gland responsible for regulating sleep, mood, and hormones." Fabio Zoffi, the founder of Zero Spike, an organization researching spike protein toxicity and detoxification, described an Italian pathologist discovery showing spike proteins damage the pineal gland, a pea-sized organ inside the brain that regulates sleep, mood, and hormones, causing erratic personality changes in vaccinated people. Folks, the clip you just watched.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, huh? Go ahead and finish it. It's a couple more seconds. Go ahead.
Next is from the American Journal, streaming at InfoWars on X.
All right. So folks, hey, are you looking at me? The devil's real. Devil's real. Psalm 2, the kings of this earth. There are kings of this earth. Listen to me. Not physical. Spiritual kings of this. Does anybody remember when the devil took Jesus up just before the crucifixion? Jesus took the devil took Jesus up on a high mountain. Anybody remember that? And what did he say to him? Dude, you can have all this. You can have all these kings. He showed them all and said, you can have them all. You can have them all. So evidently they exist. Psalm 2. And see, they're life or death, baby. The devil's life or death. Because if the devil can get you and you die, there ain't no heaven for you. Oh, no, 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 no. The battle's over souls. And the battle is won and lost over souls, over truth. Over truth. Or Superman would say truth, justice, in the American way. And you're coming in contact every day. Are you listening to me? With people who cannot see or hear the truth. Is it because the pineal gland's been disrupted? I don't know. I don't know. But am I the only one who just look at some people and whisper under your breath, how can they be so stupid? Anybody ever run into those people? How can they not see? How can they not see it? Folks, they can't see it. They can't see it. Boom. It's like the curtain's been pulled. And I'm looking out in my yard, and I see a beautiful deer out in my yard. And I say to my wife, honey, look at that deer. And she's looking through the curtains. She can't see it. I don't see it. There's no deer out there. Open the curtains. Oh, this is deep. This is deep. Kind of where I wanted to go today. Rochelle, come on in.
Hey, good morning, team. Good morning, coach. Yeah, the pineal gland is also known as the Eye of Horus.
Yeah.
Okay, an Egyptian stuff. And it is based, if you look at that symbol, the eye, that's what the pineal gland looks like when it's, you know, in your brain. I don't know how they knew this, but anyway, I think what it also does is a very spiritual thing. Many spiritual traditions associate the pineal gland with higher consciousness and psychic abilities and all of these times, your spiritual intuition. And basically, you know, it's your antenna to God, maybe.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm just saying, that spike protein goes after way more than just that. I wanted to thank Mel for bringing up the Revelation Bible study. It's starting in the book of Revelation. And these events we see in our news are so pertinent. The Bible is so pertinent to what's going on. And I want to invite all points of view. I'm going to present them all. So if you don't bring them, I'm going to bring them. And wherever there is a conflict or where we get confused, where we think it's, oh, it can't mean this, those are the most interesting parts of the Bible. And I've been working on this, I can promise you. The book of Revelation has over 400 references to the Old Testament. So you're not only going to get the milk, but we're talking some serious meat, Coach. You're going to really understand what these phrases mean and why they sound so weird and foreign to us, but it's all going to make sense.
Hey, Rochelle, how long have we been around, human beings, do you know?
Well, I have a biblical worldview, Coach, and there is, in Genesis, there is a little bit of a, there could be a gap, okay? So there could be time before, but for the time that I'm focused on is what the Bible is focused on. So it's okay with me for me to say, as far as the humans that I am familiar with, right back around 6,000 years ago is when we've been around.
6,000
That's the years. Humans I'm concerned about.
So let folks ask yourself this question. I was having a discussion with my grandson the other day. How many of you, when you look back, look over your shoulder at your lineage, how many generations can you go back where you actually knew the person? So let's see, there was me. I actually knew my dad and my mom. It's two generations. Believe it or not, I actually knew my dad's dad. I did. And believe it or not, I actually knew my dad's grandpa. He died when he was 96 in 1961, I think it was. That's just four generations. Four generations. And if we were to continue to go back there, how many generations would it take us to get back to the flood? Some of these things that we've gone on and see going on in history. Imagine where we are today as with the knowledge that we have based on the knowledge that we had during World War One. I said to my niece, Reese, granddaughter, Reese, we were in the car yesterday. I said, Reese, do you know there was a time when there weren't cars? And now everybody's got like five of them. There was a time where there were no cars. There were no airplanes. People actually couldn't fly. And somewhere along the line, some guy named Thomas Edison came up with a light bulb. Now, how long ago was that? And who was here before Thomas Edison? And how do we know all this history that they've given us, that it's the complete history? And you get into the Bible, and people say, well, who wrote the Bible? Well, it's written 66 books, written by blah, 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 blah. But folks, it's a compilation, at least some type of compilation of world history. But even when you get into the Bible, you don't know it all. You don't know it all. Where did lightning come from? And see, we so casually pass over all this stuff as we teach our children. Do you think the average kid in the average American school ever asks themselves where electricity came from? Who discovered electricity? One of the Wright brothers was sitting around one day and said, looking up in the sky, watching the birds. I wonder if we can fly. I wonder if we can fly. And so we have a hard time putting ourselves back in that situation where many of the things that we have, they didn't have. Do you think that the kids today have any idea what it was like before the internet? Do you think they understand that? Do you think they understood that when they had to get a pair of shoes, they actually had to go to Shift Shoes, they had to get in their car and had to drive over to Heath at the mall. And it wasn't even a mall, it was just a shoe store, and go in there. Remember when they bring the shoes out and they put them on your feet and they fit them for you and you walked around, and now you can just go online, click, and you got them. See, so if the world is changing that much just in our lifetime. Yeah, they measured your feet. They actually put that little thing on your foot and measured your foot. Remember that? So we've got to remember how much stuff we take for granted. We take it for granted. Our children have no concept of it at all. Okay, hang on. I'm going to show you a couple things here real quickly, okay? Pardon me. I'm feeling so much better. Thanks for all the prayers. I've been dumping more stuff in me, but I'm actually feeling better. I'm just tired. Just tired. Been a busy last couple weeks. Let me show you this. This is poem number 8. Just let me show you some things here. This is David Icke. You guys know David Icke? 2014. This is 2014. David Icke produces this short video. 2014. How many? That's 11 years ago. Listen to what he tells us.
world wars change worlds. And if you have a global agenda, then global problems allow you to offer global solutions. This is an agenda that's projected a long way forward. The Muslim world being brought into a war with the political Zionism, what today we call Israel, and that this would, you know, in my terms, create a vortex that would draw in the world, in our terms, America, the European Union, NATO, into this war. I mean, I know it's hard to believe for anyone frickin' sane. And then you've got what I've been saying now way back in the 1990s. The idea is for this Third World War to involve Russia and China against the West. And what's opening up in the Ukraine, while all this is starting to go on in the Middle East, is another front against Russia. The United States is preparing for a war against Russia through Ukraine, and that what they plan is to try to take Crimea back. Saudi Arabia and Qatar, who are 51st states of the United States, there are many of those, mind, funding this ISIS and funding this terrorism, while the Americans, who could tell them to stop any time, are saying, are condemning the very terrorism that their 51st states are supporting. Well, the picture's so bloody obvious. It's a setup. When you look at it from this perspective, what is happening in the Middle East is not random. None of it's been random. Libya's not been random. Syria's not been random. None of it. And ISIS certainly isn't random. It's part of this long-term plan to take over the world by creating enormous chaos to which they can offer the order out of the chaos, their order, their new world order. And when we realize that, we can see that events are not random, but coldly calculated. These people are sheer, undiluted evil. And people need to understand that, otherwise they will reject that anyone could do what they're doing and kill and maim and slaughter so many people. They can do it because they have no heart, they have no empathy, they have no emotional compassion, and thus mayhem is their currency and they have no emotional consequence. They are not like us, so don't judge what they'll do by what you would do, because it ain't the same thing.
That is so good, right? See, we don't have shared values. We don't have shared values. When was that? 2014? That was 2014. Let me show you something. Are you sitting down? Huh? Pull up number seven. Pull up number seven here. Of David Icke. Look, hey, folks. They keep finding human DNA in the food you're eating. Hang on. Oh, I know. It's a conspiracy theory. You'd say it to your friends, they're not going to believe it. They didn't believe 911. I get it. I get it. Why? Because their pineal gland prevents them from thinking. Go ahead.
When they're feeding the dead to the living, you know the end is near. Check out this death chamber, this washing machine. They call it aquamation, where they liquefy the dead and then dump the remains down the drain to be recycled into the municipal water supply. And so people are drinking it, they're showering in it, they're doing their laundry in it, and this is happening in most states across the country. In most major cities, they're recycling dead people and feeding it to the living. What does that mean exactly? And they're grinding up the bones into powder. They call this calcium phosphate, which is going to be used for food processing, undoubtedly. Maybe in your vitamins. And so what are the implications when people start eating dead people, like cannibalism? Is there going to be kuru running around out there? Mad cow disease? What about in a spiritual sense? What is that like when you're eating and drinking dead people? Of course, they're spraying this on the food supply. Irrigation. They're using dead people as compost, and people are drinking it. So what does that mean? What does that feel like? When they're feeding the dead to the living, you know the end is near. Check out this death chamber, this washing machine. They call it aquamation, where they liquefy the dead and then dump the remains down the drain to be recycled into the municipal.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's a repeat. That's okay. You get the point, right, folks? You get the point? Hey, folks, look. We're dealing with evil. Evil. And it is so evil. Yeah, Susie. Soylent Green. Do you remember that? Charlton Heston. Soylent Green is people. See if you can find that, Spencer. Soylent, go to YouTube, Soylent Green. Soylent, S-O-Y-L-E-N-T. Soylent Green. Yeah. See if you can find Charlton Heston saying, Soylent Green, his people. Play the, there it is. Huh? Oh, yeah. That's too long. Huh? Oh, yeah. Go back up. Go ahead.
They're making our food out of people. Next thing, they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them. You gotta tell them.
Promise, Tiger. I promise. I'll tell the exchange.
You tell everybody. Listen to me, Hatcher. You gotta tell them. Silent Green is people. We gotta stop them somehow.
Soylent Green was the food they were feeding them. And Charlton Heston said, tell them it's people. Soylent, they're eating people. What year was that, Spencer? What year was that? Somebody told me that the devil, they do predictive program. The devil always has to tell you what he does before he does it. Soylent Green is people. What year would that be? I'm looking down here. Classic movies. He'll find it. Soylent Green. When was Soylent Green out? I was in college, I think. Yeah, 1973. I remember going to the theater and watching it. Soylent Green is people. Okay, I got another one for you. Can I show you another one? You ready? Pull up number three. I'm going to watch 5 minutes of this. Hey, friends, hang on. This is on the horizon. Are you looking at me? Without a doubt. The FBI has officially confirmed that the 2020 election was stolen. No doubt about it. Stolen by the Chinese. No doubt about it. Now, hang on a minute. Does that mean everything that that old president guy, what was his name? Joe Biden. Everything he did is null and void? Huh? Did they just cheat on the presidential election? Or did they bring in communist representatives as well? This is 5 minutes. Excuse me, Alex Jones. Watch this. Go ahead.
So the communist Chinese CCP with the Carnegie Endowment and the CIA
conspiracy theory, folks. Conspiracy theory. Here we go.
DHS and the DOJ brought in massive plane loads of ballots printed in communist China. And then when all the counting places are shut down at 1, 2 in the morning, in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, in Arizona, in Michigan, in come the trucks. And in many of the videos, we have them. It's Chinese men and women, a lot of times out-of-state plates, getting out. So imagine how many people for the Postal Service driving a big truck full of ballots decided to go look. Not many, but we had two go public. And then they got threatened by the FBI. So just since I started talking about this when we went on air today, FBI Director Kash Patel reveals Chinese plot to create fake mail-in ballots in 2020 election. Chris Wray hid this like he did the Iranian breach. That's one angle. No. Trump's FBI unveils shocking details of Chinese plot using fake ballots to defeat him in 2020 election. And that's what it did. You look at the numbers, absolutely stole those states. And that's not just the mule operations that were separate. And now, this is the new news that just broke. Former intel officer drops truth bomb. Gateway pundit. CIA and ODNI covered up 2020 CCP election interference, fired him for speaking out. former National Intelligence Officer, cyber under President Trump and Joe Biden, has come forward with explosive allegations. The CIA and Office of the Director of National Intelligence deliberately buried evidence of Chinese Communist Party interfering in the 2020 election and fired him when he refused to play along. But now
freeze
he's
it
gone
a minute.
Public.
Freeze it a minute. Whistleblower. Freeze it. Freeze it. Remember, they tried to tell us it was the Russians. Bait and switch, huh? Bait and switch. Wasn't the Russians, it was the Chinese. Go ahead.
Damning post came in response to General Mike Flynn's tweet questioning why foreign election interference of the CCP wasn't exposed back in 2020. See, the house of cards is falling. So there was foreign interference by the CCP in 2020 presidential election. Who was running the USIC in that time? And did this get expressed back then? And now we know all the details from the documents Cash Patel's given to the Senate and now from this whistleblower. This is ultra massive. And it's a lot bigger than just the ballots. It's the Democrats with the CIA and the censors to control and shut down investigations and the public looking into it. Here it is. It's the proof. They've got the forensic experts that'll show the hack, will show the patch, it'll show the fraud, it'll show the scam.
November 30th, 2020, 4 years ago, Alex Jones telling us what was going on. They laughed at him. Your friends laughed at him. Everybody laughed at him. And here we are. Go ahead.
It'll show all those Chinese ballots shipped in, flown in on private jets, fed in, that were all perfectly scantroned, perfectly printed, weren't even folded, were never put in an envelope, were never mailed. They were brought in. We even have the Chinese on video in Georgia and Michigan at 4 a.m. and 3 a.m. coming in with the dollies. Chinese nationals landing in private jets with perfect ballots, hitting us and hitting us hard.
The DHS censorship operation run out of CISA, together with EIP, this four-group consortium of 120 individual censors monitoring the entire internet across 15 different platforms to censor pro-Trump tweets or anyone who cast doubt on the integrity of the 2020 election. In the slide deck presentations of those censors who were set up by DHS, who got to use CISA's 24/7 cyber mission control to flag tweets, in those presentations, they specifically finger out a specific tweet by Donald Trump on June 22nd, and I'll read it. Rigged 2020 election. This is all caps. Rigged 2020 election. Millions of mail-in ballots will be printed by foreign countries and others. It will be the scandal of our times. Now, DHS's censorship network specifically cited that tweet as one of the reasons they needed to scramble to form this wide-spanning, totalizing censorship operation. And the fact that they specifically were set off by tweets by Donald Trump insinuating that foreign countries may be printing ballots or taking advantage of the mail-in ballot system in the operation that Cash just laid out, while that was the triggering tweet among several others to set up this entire censorship operation, while DHS had inside classified knowledge that is exactly what was going down and that Donald Trump was in fact correct.
So they set up these groups that Obama originally set up to say anybody exposing foreign interference is the foreign interference. So the very groups set up to coordinate stopping foreign interference were treasonously running the election theft, smoking gun, open and shut. We have the videos, the eyewitnesses, the whistleblowers, the USPS drivers. We have it all. Open and shut indictments, giant conspiracy against the Republic, a coup that was successful for 4 years. The lawfare, the indictments, the attempts to kill Trump, all by the CIA, the Carnegie Endowment, the Democratic Party. The Democrats are still run by the Chi-Coms.
The government ears, Alex.
Put that in the chat. Is that something? Johnny, come on in.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. See, this is the most frustrating thing for me, and I pray about this, is trying to figure out how we're going to get over this speed bump. And it's all I do is think about Jesus, the same thing, the Pharisees. You can present this stuff all day long. It doesn't matter how true it is. You're just not going to convince them.
No.
You're just not. And this is the part that is so frustrating, because now we're getting down to the wire. It seems, anyway.
Well, Johnny, they're going to try to run out the clock on Trump for sure.
Wow, man, it's just very frustrating. So this is a speed bump we got to figure out how to remove. I don't know.
We need people going to jail. We need to see people going to jail. Are we going to? Well, I don't know. Do you understand how earth-shaking this is? If we go back to 2020 and look at all the wicked stuff that's happened illegally, that we didn't have a real, true president of the United States, probably Congress, probably those people. There's no way those people got elected. Judah.
Coach, 2020, it's not over yet. All I can say is Supreme Court docket 24-1007 is in complete alignment with Cash Patel's findings and with what InfoWars had put out. But I will tell this, that it's already been won. They are telling this story so the American people can digest it.
So in other words, Judge, you're saying the Supreme Court decision is going to come down, and right now they're just slow feeding everybody so they'll be ready to accept it. Is that your point?
No, my point is this, is the Supreme Court is a captured operation.
Yep.
And the arrests are going to happen of top-notch officials. And the United States military is going to have to take control. And when they take control, this group is going to transfer power in terms of what they did, and they have to bring justice to the system. The system has to come down completely, and we have to vote in new people.
Amen. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh, don't give me. Hey, folks. Boy, look. Come on. Did I say or did I not say a couple of years ago? Where are the Muslims? Here come the Muslims. Here comes terrorism. Look what's going on in the Middle East. Bait and switch. It's all orchestrated. It's all orchestrated. Because why? Because they've convinced, pick up your toes. They've convinced Christians that it's all centered on Israel. Come on, Craig.
Well, maybe Spencer can pull up in the chat there about 5 or 7 minutes ago. I put in there the article from PBS. Why was the deal reached to return the $7 billion to Iran from the 1979 hostage situation?
And guys, remember that when George Bush, or was it Obama, just sent him money. Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, no. Obama gave him $1.5 billion. Biden returned the pot of money that the United States seized in 1979 with interest. And that's why it was $7 billion. Why did he release those funds on September 11th, 2023? Why did he make the deal on that day? Would that go back to 1990, September 11th, when George Bush said there'd be a new world order 33 years ago?
Yeah.
Probably. And then what happened not less than a month later on October 7th, 2023? Well, that's when the conflict started with Israel and Gaza. So the funds were released, the conflict started, the bombs were dropped just a few weeks ago. Why did the Bilderberg Group meet on June 12th? Why did the invasion of Iran start on June 13th? And why did George Soros, where Mary Hema Abedin, Hillary Clinton's number one person on Saturday, June 14th.
George Soros' son.
Yeah. In a Jewish Muslim wedding. Because it's the New World Order, One World Christian, Chrislam. Go back to the Vatican. Go back to John Paul II. Go back to the UAE, where there's the Abrahamic house. You got a Judaism house. You got a Catholic house. You got a Muslim house. right across from Iran.
You're just a conspiracy theorist, Craig. You're just a conspiracy theorist. Dr. Paul.
A little bit of levity, if you want to play this video right here. It's short. It's a kind of a reminder, because we all have short memories, Coach, right?
Right,
people
right.
Forget about COVID. They're going to forget about the election. And there's only going to be like 8% of us that keep it on the, you know, tip of our tongues.
We still got our pineal gland working. Hey, Spencer, go ahead and play that video Paul put in there.
It's just a reminder that, you know, listening to doctors, listening to yeah, this is funny. I gotta love this thing.
Welcome back to Jake GTV News. The average American can't figure out why they feel like absolute trash.
We go live to a triple boosted science truster who says
it's just her genetics.
It's just genetic?
Yeah. Literally, I never eat red meat. I switched to seed oils only because duh, health. And here I am.
We're here with a man who's just glowing from head to toe. Sir, what's your secret to your health?
Statins and blood pressure meds. Hold up, I'm about to have a heart attack.
What's your secret?
Just avoid the sun. I have skin cancer. That's why I do this.
Good thing they listen to their doctors. Not much more they can actually do.
True. Let's thank Big Pharma for being the main source of funding of all of our propaganda.
Sponsored by Pfizer, the largest criminal organization to ever do it.
We promised to take the red dye out of the Skittles. Oh, thank God. Red dye was the real emergency. Let's not talk about the other colors, the fluoride, the chemtrails, and the deadly mRNA altering our DNA. Back to you, Jenny.
Thanks, John. We're here at the local 7-Eleven and want you focusing on what's in the candy. And this way, you won't notice the rising autism and heart disease in children.
Well, autism and child heart disease isn't that big of a deal. It's not like the jab causes turbo cancer or anything. Jessica goes live to find out how to prevent it.
How are we going to prevent cancer?
Do you know how much commission I make off chemo treatment? Next question.
What's the best way to stay healthy in today's world?
The key to getting healthy is lowering your cholesterol. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Look, just trust your fat doctor. He once watched a one-hour lecture on nutrition.
Oh, my goodness. That's so true, isn't it? That is so true.
Can you chat that, Coach?
Yeah, put that in the chat. Oh, it's in the chat. It's already in the chat. Oh, my goodness. Good one, Paul. Jack, come on in. Jack, then Lauren.
Hey, Judah. I don't necessarily disagree with your timeline, but when you get to the end and it says we got to vote the good people in, who's going to vote them in? The 98% that are pineal gland damaged, we got a real problem. We've crossed the tipping point here. It's not going to work that way.
Amen. 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 Boy, why are we programmed? Laura Ann.
Hey, Craig. What about, this is just, and I've been talking about this since the beginning of COVID. What about the Yale document that all these pastors, shamans, and everybody else signed? It's called A Common Word Between You and I. And it's bringing in Chrislam, like pastors, like, Saddleback.
Rick Warren.
Rick Warren. And I heard Rick Warren out of his mouth say, well, we have a slew of volunteers. They trust us to Maryberry and baptize them. And it's because it's all blind trust with pastors, right? And you got Phil Hybels who signed it, and you have TD Fakes who signed it, and you've got all these different organizations that signed it. And you can look it up. It's called A Common Word Between You and I, and you can look at the list of people and pastors that literally sold out for this Chrislam One World agenda.
Anybody remember that? Clergy response teams. Anybody remember that? Oh, I do. I do that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Thanks, Lauren Ann. Michelle.
Thanks, Coach. Yeah, I wanted to, Craig, that was brilliant. Everything that you said. It hopefully people can see that these wars are planned from decades, hundreds of years. The devil doesn't have, you know what I mean? His past is really tainted. But I wanted to answer one of the questions he brought up about the Bilderberg meetings. I dropped in the chat from their official website just some topics that they're going to be meeting on. But you know, transatlantic relationship, the U.S. economy, Middle East.
The kings of this earth have set themselves. Do you understand, friends?
Yeah. Listen to this. Okay, we get on AI, national security, blah blah blah, depopulation and migration. It's one of their topics for their, or was one of their topics for their June 15th, 2025 Stockholm, Sweden agenda meeting.
The kings of this earth have set themselves in a ruler's town. I'm running out of time. I want you to see this real quick. Number five, pull up number five. Folks, are you ready for this? Huh? Trust your lion eyes. Trust your lion eyes. Go ahead. Masks. Masks. Wow, I'm putting in the chat. Put in the chat. Judah, come on in. Got a couple minutes left here.
Yeah, Coach. I say those things that as people are starting to come along and start to understand what's happening, the world is on full display. They're showing you. Most of these organizations in the past, you would never see in the public limelight.
That's right.
And so they're pushing that out there for people to understand who, what, when, and where, and what happened. And the 2020 election stuff is now being brought up because now they've been able to expose and show you the reasons of why 2020 happened. They could have put the 2020 election stuff out and ran it and did everything they needed to do by executive order back then and would have caused a civil war. Now, forward 5 years later, today, now people, the American people, can choke down and understand, at least the 80 percenters, can understand what took place, why it took place, and how it happened. Now, the greatest thing that Trump will do, probably his greatest legacy that he will leave, but known to what the CIA is putting out there with their disinformation to make him look like this Illuminati puppet, is going to be election reform. Already on the White House page, you can go look it up, executive orders. This is written March 25th, 2025, just a month ago, 2 months ago. And to sign it into law, it is coming. By executive order, paper ballots to all 50 states. Why who would carry out such a thing? How could that possibly happen? Who would people actually vote in? Locally counted. And locally addressed by local people, including our National Guard. Why the National Guard and not why the other branches? It's very, very interesting. But I will state this, is that once the arrests happen, we're going to have to elect a new body and a new people. This will be after, in my opinion, after the gold and silver is reset and the banking systems come down. There's a reason why President Trump is in the Dutch Netherlands. He has gone to every single area that was controlled, that pulled off this election fraud with China, and he has spiked the ball in their end zone and said, do not cross this line. Just like with what happened in Iran. People don't understand Iran's history. If you were born after 1970, or in the 1980s, You don't understand the kingship that took place in Iran prior to. People don't understand that Mohammad Reza and that whole group prior to had a free people.
Judah, I'm out of time. Hang on there, Judah. I'm out of time. Folks, see you tomorrow.